Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I think it's great. It says for seniors.
Smart.
It says for seniors, for seniors, for seniors.
Yeah. Well, the $17.48 a month, that includes unlimited 911 calls. So I think it's
it's quite a deal.
It's not necessarily being the weight as much as just the way I've been, you know,
living.
Sedentary.
Yeah,
right. And it's been, and I have been. I thought about it. And it's just, it had to stop. And I think I feel... even in the first 24 hours of being smart, we threw out a lot of food that we got. That was
a
lot of the crap that
you
could have at least sent it over to the big cat park. I mean, they could make pizza out of it.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good Monday morning, TMOS listeners. It's great to have you with us as we are still doing what we're going to be doing for, now if you're going with the federal government for the next month till April 30th, and arguably a lot of people are saying probably till the beginning of June, that this is our new reality, and we're committed to bringing you shows and then a big fat vacation after we get back to normal.
We're all going to vacation together, aren't we?
Isn't this a vacation, technically?
Huh?
Isn't this a vacation, technically? We don't really have to do anything else.
Is this coming from the man who most recently returned from Maui?
Yeah, but I was also, you know, working in Maui.
You were working in Maui.
Oh, I definitely was.
I got you. You know, yeah. I got you. Yeah. Just admit it. I got you right out of the bat.
Maddie, was I working in Maui?
I think a few emails and texts were exchanged.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I didn't get any.
Well, Mike, we don't bother you with the inner...
I didn't get any texts in Maui at all.
I would say he was arguably the hardest working man in Maui.
No, I will be ready. I will be ready to get out for a couple of days. And
I think everybody
I wouldn't say this is a vacation. This is my sanity right now. Doing this is a labor of love, and doing this and being here is a labor of love. But I really worry that perhaps all of this television viewing that I'm enjoying is accelerating my aging process.
And
let me tell you why that is, because yesterday,
yes,
I don't know what channel I was watching, probably a news channel.
Well, that already shows the signs of aging if you don't know what you're watching.
Mrs. O'Mara, well, I'm all over the place, you know. I'll give you my go-tos. I pretty much, when it comes to entertainment, hit all the streaming services to see what's out there. I'll have a review for one of them today.
Okay.
But when I'm on my over-the-air TV, that I like to call it, my DirecTV, I watch pretty much CNN just for their ability to give us the stuff right away. If there's something breaking, you're going to hear it there, and that's it. I will occasionally look at MSNBC, but I find it a little bit partisan, so it's kind of tough for me to watch that all the time. But they also, on election coverage, do a pretty decent job, so I like them. And then I will watch, because I like to know what's going on, I'll watch Fox occasionally as well, just to see what's happening and see what their angle is. And not enough to really tell you what their angle is, because I know some shows are on Fox are very political, and some shows are kind of legit news. So who knows?
Are you still picking in on Turner Classic Movies to normalize?
Yeah, that's over the air. I'll go through the movie channels, and
yes,
I will go to TCM. My son and I, before we came on the air early this morning, I turned on Tugboat Annie for him.
Oh,
Tugboat Annie from 1933.
Sounds like a classic.
I was going to say 32 or 33. Wow.
It is far from a classic. But you know what? Technologically, pretty lofty goals for the shots of them in cars with the back screen, and then on a tugboat where
motion
you see them
pictures,
coming up to
literally,
you know, they really did a pretty
it doesn't necessarily have to be a classic to be on TCM. What they do is they preserve the past.
Well, you know, it's fun, and I love that. You know what? It's interesting you bring that up. And it gets back to the old Kenny King, Mike O'Mara debate,
which
back
is
at
what?
The edge, which is throw it all out there and let the people that are there anyway digest it. I love that we're not watching 11 movies that everybody says, well, these are the ones we should watch. I love that it's something out there, completely obscure. Rob and I are talking about Turner Classic Movies. If you get a chance and you want to see really film history and see what things were like back in the day, you watch this. I'm more often than not, I'm pretty fascinated.
One day this week, I think they're celebrating the fact that it would have been opening day. They're going to run a day of all baseball movies and a lot of really obscure older baseball movies. And that was baseball was such a big deal in the 30s and 40s that there was actually a subgenre of baseball movies. And I recommend you peek in on that. It's always going to be a lot of fun.
Well, it's a great, great network. I love it.
On really television, have you decided to jump into the first run movies at $20 a rental?
No, because there aren't any of the first runs that I think are worth that outside of the Ben Affleck movie. I think you can get back. No, Ben Affleck is buy it on pay-per-view as well. So not quite yet to spot
there's
the 19
that tempts
bucks
me.
That would,
there's one that tempts that? Me, which is the new Invisible Man movie.
I watch it.
With Peggy from Mad Men.
To rent.
Well, I want a review. That is going to save me some money, maybe. I'm excited about that.
Oh, really?
That.
Okay. Yes.
We'll get that. When I review my Amazon movie, I want a review of The Invisible Man because we're all in the same boat here. We are slaves to our little screens. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I burned through my last book, which was Weapons of Peace that my sister gave me. And now I'm checking the New York Times bestseller list. I'm trying to look for
books
that are
worthwhile. Was it an actual book or was it a virtual, like a reader, like a Kindle type?
I've gone from... Well, this dovetails right into what I want to talk about today. Those electronic Kindle books. I don't like reading a book electronically, although the technology would benefit me more than anybody.
Also better for Mother Earth.
Better for Mother Earth. Yeah.
Unless, of course, you really are
trees.
Unless you really are out of toilet paper.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, well, we could all tell stories about that. So
you are fastidious. So
I am. By the way, I'm the carbon footprint in this house. Carla got up this morning and
carbon.
Came out and said, "Carla, I'll be right back." And she goes, "All done."
Oh,
I said, "Did you?" She said, "Yes." I said, "What's that like? What's that like?" I mean, and you cleaned up too. You did the whole thing. I said, "She said yes." So they're all proud of herself.
Wow.
You know, their little rabbit.
Well, the digestive system works so much better. We all know this when we actually have movement in our lives, like
that's
real
true.
Movement.
Yeah.
You know,
and also,
out.
She's blessed with youth.
Yeah.
Blessed with youth.
Almost
younger
seven
parts.
Miles yesterday on the
BC look at you.
Plateau.
There you
yeah,
go.
But in two things. So, I mean, well, it still counts.
Wait, you're doing two a days? This is great.
Well, yeah, I did. I do the morning one. I did the morning one yesterday.
Yeah.
And then I did a family one, which is much more of an easy pace in the afternoon. But it was still the distance is the distance. So that's what I did.
More than you were doing before. This is great.
True.
This is like this first segment of the show is like this giant tease because that will come into play, too.
I didn't necessarily do it willingly.
Yeah.
So getting back to this, this ad comes on, and I am cementing now the fact that I've turned a corner as far as aging is concerned. I don't know if you've seen the commercials for Jitterbug, the old person's telephone.
Yes,
four
of course.
Buttons. Yeah. Four buttons.
And it's like
very
four
simple.
Buttons. And I looked at it, and this advertisement for Jitterbug appealed to me.
Oh no.
It actually looked like something that I would enjoy because of its simplicity. Because really there are so many features on my phone that I have no use for whatsoever.
Like the
flashlight?
I don't care about it.
No, the flashlight I use the crap out of.
Yeah, that's
I
a
use
good
the
feature.
The flashlight is my flashlight. That's what I use and I have it all the time.
Mike, just briefly, I'm happy you mentioned your phone because was it Saturday morning? I thought something was wrong. You called me not one, not two, but four times from your pocket.
Wow. We're going to give some free advertising right now.
Thought we were done with that.
We're going to play a Jitterbug.
This holiday season, complicated is out. Simple is in. Jitterbug. Everything about Jitterbug is simple. It has a comfortable keypad, a bright screen, a powerful speaker. It even eliminates background noise.
And no one else gives such personal service.
I think that might be a real old one.
Yeah, that was a hot. The latest one is they're marketing it for people.
Today is another birthday for my daughter, Jen. And as usual, it had me looking back at our family photos. When I found a gorgeous picture of her first birthday, sharing the memory was easy with my new Jitterbug Smart 2.
Yeah.
It has so many features that help me with my day-to-day tasks. Unlocking it can be done with a simple swipe. And with voice typing, I can quickly dictate messages without pressing lots of buttons, which makes texting so easy.
Which makes texting so easy. And I swear to you, I am looking at this commercial. I'm going, listen to the other features it's got.
I love how my Jitterbug keeps me connected to my family and friends.
The Jitterbug keeps you connected to your family and friends because it's really like a telephone.
Yes.
Jitterbug, Mike, their most common outgoing text is, I can't find my keys.
their original, I think I would say model, the version 1.0, is the strongest still in my eyes. What I thought was going to be hard is one of them is for EMS, right? For the Jitterbug.
Yes.
Like one of them is EMS. So you've lost one button. If you have three other contacts, who do you choose?
Isn't this
layout?
Okay.
I was going to say, what was it? Was the original, not Facebook, the thing before it where you had your top seven friends?
Top eight.
Yeah, and you had to rank them. This is even more crucial than that because now it's only three.
It's communication.
All right. On this home screen, I'm on the home screen right now. I'm looking at phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Text message.
Sure.
Camera.
Internet.
Hi, this is Dick Robinson for Jitterbug.
The internet.
Email messages. Maps and directions. And then Lively by Great Call. I don't know what that means.
The maps and directions will actually give you directions on how to find the kitchen.
Maybe Lively is like a switchboard.
It looks like there's a red emergency button down on the right hand.
Sure.
Well,
sure.
Wait, there's more. Hold on a second. I mean, why not for our elderly?
We all need help.
Jitterbug Smart 2 has a new and improved simple menu that shows just the most important features of your phone.
Right.
The large 5.5-inch screen makes reading easy.
Big man.
Makes reading easy. I can't see the goddamn numbers. Can't see the damn numbers there.
But Mike,
what do you mean? Open this pill bottle. I go to the grocery store and I go to the doctor and I come home and I work on my paintings. I ain't gonna get the COVID.
No.
I ain't gonna get it. I don't go near anybody.
Hey, you know what, Gramps? You could use that Jitterbug J2 to send a picture of your painting to your grandson.
Yeah. It ain't like this thing's getting larger in Florida.
Oh God.
Are people still moving around like nothing's wrong down there?
To an extent.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
To an extent. Carl and I have only been
down there.
Carl and I have only been to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in because I had a prescription. I told you about that on Friday.
Yes. Of course.
But I had a prescription to go get. I go in on Sunday to where they got the cheapest prescription, which was the Costco.
Right.
Pharmacy closed. And big sign out front says no TP. And bingo bango, this was me. I was in there. I was five steps into the Costco. I said, is your pharmacy open? No. Thank you.
Gone.
No toilet paper, no pharmacy. Out of there. With my rubber gloves from my esthetician wife.
Good
with
man.
My pink rubber gloves. So we're doing that. But back to Jitterbug.
Thank you.
Yes.
The 5-star button can connect me to an IAED certified agent who can help me in any urgent situation.
Okay. Here it is. So this is called Call 5. Now listen to me. I'm sorry, but if you have a situation like grandpa's having trouble breathing or whatever, it's this thing down at the lower right hand corner where you press a button. It's not going to the police or the ambulance. It's going to someone who will help you get to the police. So when you're like, I don't know what's going on. It's a big red button that you press. I am sorry. This to me, if my mom was alive, I would buy her this.
But you think they hear a lot of this? Lucy? Lucy, is that you?
Pick up.
I still don't know what Lively is, but
Blake,
you know what?
Lively.
God love him. She's great.
And with plans starting at $17.48.
$17.48.
Not bad.
Yeah.
But let me ask you something. Are we going call center or are we going overseas? Call center is going to be brutal.
You mean when you have an emergency like with that red button and
you
get to a call center?
And then you've got a thick accent. It's going to be tough. Tough for grandma.
All I know is this,
Oscar. What I want you to do, if you are having a medical emergency.
Excuse me, sir. What's your name, sir?
If you're having an emergency, a medical emergency, what I will do, let me tell you, if you've fallen in the tub, I will call the proper medical people to get to you.
That accent is strong and understandable. I'm saying if it's like really like, I don't know if Jitterbug has a top tier call, bank that they are subscribing to.
You mean the one where you have to ask about for the supervisors? But you know what? The one where you'd have to call Jitterbug and say, I need to speak to a supervisor.
Yes, that type
move
of
me
call
up
bank.
The ladder, please. Yes, move me up the ladder.
You know what we need to hear? We need to hear from we need to hear from Wham. Since we're talking about Jitterbug.
Oh, Jitterbug, absolutely.
Oh, you're right. You're absolutely right. Yes. Right.
There you go.
Music.
That's music. But anyway, so let me just play a little
bit. And no contracts or cancellation fees.
Yeah, it's okay. So it goes on. But I'm looking at this.
I'm sold. I've been talking about Jitterbug forever.
I don't believe
it's a simple solution for kids' phones. Instead of having smartphones, you get them a Jitterbug. They have four buttons. The Jitterbug allows them to call their mom, their dad, EMS, or something else, depending on what they want.
I have never, ever, ever heard the phone sold for perhaps little bitties.
My
son gets a little older.
That's how I sold it to my sister, where I was like, don't get him an iPhone. This is when they were younger. Get him one of these guys.
Have you called the people, Mr. MBA?
No.
Have you called the people with that brilliant?
I'm a big fan.
Once again, did your sister get the
She got one when he was a baby, when he's smaller. A baby, like 6-7 years old before they got an iPhone,
I've never heard of it being used for kids. It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's got EMS right on there.
Phone, text messages.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. See?
But doesn't that make sense? Like, you need it simplified. You don't want your kid like surfing the web if it doesn't have to.
You know what? I'm not going to try to be funny.
Yeah.
Because that to me for a kid would be. Now, why are you smirking?
I'm just laughing because you thought of this song before I did.
Well, come on, man. Monday Rob. Let's go.
I love it.
That's your thing. You know?
I know.
Thank you. But this is really, I think it's great. It says for seniors.
Smart.
It says for seniors, for seniors, for seniors.
Yeah. Well, the $17.48 a month, that includes unlimited 911 calls. So I think it's quite a deal.
Oh, God, a buddy of mine just texted me.
Oh, no. What happened?
He wants to play golf at noon.
I got
to walk the walk.
Blame
right
it on Carla.
Yeah.
Say, Carla's really breaking my balls about social distancing. I think she's right. Boom.
Yeah.
Done deal.
I know.
Say you'd also like to go to the movies. You know, there's a lot of things we all want to do.
The club championship this weekend that I did not play in.
Yeah.
Was it well attended?
Serious down here. By the way, Lee County, highest mortality rate in Florida right now.
Mike?
In case anybody's keeping track at home. That's the county I live in.
Let me give you a silver lining.
All right.
The D.C. area, Washington, the District of Columbia, not Maryland or Virginia, has received an A grade on social distancing that's being tracked by cell
phone. Way to go, guys. Way to go. That's awesome.
Movement.
That is good.
Look, and I have a would I be the only one feeling, and of course for our friends in New York City and New York in general and in New Jersey and Michigan and places like that, this is far from over. But would I, because I got a bunch of people, especially people from our listeners in Washington, got on my ass a little bit when I talked about maybe getting that curve. And I know I don't want to speak out of turn and say, but I want to feel some optimism that there may be some light at the end of the tunnel. We have to keep at it.
And I agree.
This is the equivalent of when you have a bad bee or a wasp or something that's a stinging insect that's on your deck and you decide you're going to kill it with spray.
Right.
So you spray it, and it's moving and it's still moving. And then you spray it more and by the time you're done spraying it, there's a puddle around it of the poison that you're using to kill it. And it's still moving. And you wait and wait and wait. And then you go off and you, do your own thing. And then you come back later and it stopped moving. And only then do you feel. I feel this virus is the same way. I have to say that rushing to get back to normalcy, I think, is my greatest fear right now. I have tremendous optimism after watching all the news sources yesterday. We are in a very, very tough battle here. It's going to get much worse before it gets better. But I have optimism that I feel a sense that the country, to a certain extent, gets it.
And I think they're getting it. I think this weekend was almost a turning point where the message is starting to seep in a little bit. We've had certain days. I believe it was 2 weeks ago Thursday when the news finally made a fist about how serious this was. There was like a one-day turning point when the news coverage, the mood really changed. And I remember that day. I think somehow this weekend, the message of the seriousness is starting to seep into the American just our sort of mindset. I'm starting to feel it a little more. I know it's not total. I know there's still idiots out there, but I think it's getting better. I think you're right.
How is your overall, your family taking it now?
We're all just, you know, doing the best we can. We're keeping our distance. Robert goes out every day and plays basketball by himself at the basketball court. He, you know, burns off a little stuff like that.
What he should do. Julia is not playing with other people.
Yeah, Julia is diving into her art. She's doing some amazing stuff. And we're just, you know, there are times when we're sort of tired of each other, so we're separate. You know, we've got three levels on the house, and that helps.
Not in my house.
Really? Doing well, are you?
I didn't mention your wife.
And she is, you know, she is still
babysitting once a day. She'll be mentioned later in the show. Sure. Oh, yeah. What about your wife?
She's still babysitting once a day, so that gets her, you know, away from us anyway. And we are doing okay. The mood is, I think, I see it in my kids that they are respecting sort of what's going on. Like, you know, they're talking about, I say, who's gaming with Robert? And he says this, this, and this. He said, some people are still going out and just like, you know, meeting, and they're doing like I saw this not with my kids, but I saw it on CBS Sunday Morning. Kids are going to like parking lots and staying in their cars in a circle, 6 feet away from each other, just
great
to see
idea.
Faces.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea.
Fabulous so idea. There are ways of doing it. And who knows how long that's going to go. I think that's great. I watched 60 Minutes last night and watched these doctors, these brilliant researchers that are busting their asses. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
To fast track medical solutions for this. That gave me a little bit of hope. The fact that Captain Orange Hair decided that he would come out and listen, thank you, Jesus, to his medical experts and say, delay till April 30th. Right. Well, I don't care about that date right now. You know what I care about? That he's not making any plans to open things up yet.
Yeah,
because
it's
scary
in the past,
to me if you read everything you're supposed to read, you know?
His personality has always been dictated that when he is challenged on a statement, he doubles down on it. So the very fact that he was even flexible, whether or not it's a brilliant way to be flexible, is a sign that there is some movement in the right direction.
I said to my wife today, be ye Republican or Democrat, Trump supporter or non-Trump supporter, I think Trump has, you can pick him apart on a lot of things, but I think at the heart, I think he is a survivalist and a pragmatist. I think he has, you know, he has a strong survival, political survival, personal survival instinct. And I think the right people got to him, and he knew that this could be a potentially devastating move to try to immediately reopen things. And that's great. I'm happy about that. And by the way, you know what? When you're talking about this, give credit where credit is due. And I'm hearing a lot of people do that. I don't give a rat's ass about the fact that he came out and said Easter. I give a rat's ass about the fact that he said we're extending it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the right decision. Okay. So look, in this time where it's everybody wants to bash and do that, there'll be plenty of time politically for these arguments in the future. But right now, when you make the right decision, even though it's a temporary one, I believe I'm hearing from a lot of people and reading a lot of things that say perhaps the end of May will be more realistic
also,
when we can think about making some changes, if at all possible. You know,
and I also hold hope because we talk about this being like just the most surreal, unbelievable situation we've ever been in, regardless of what your, I think, financial lot in life is. No one could have foreseen this. No one could have saved for this in a manner of like, oh, this is what's going to happen. But if they get the checks to as many people as possible, Mike, that's going to be important. as soon as possible,
yeah.
right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it is. It's going to be. And, you know, you have bipartisan legislation that came out. That's a good thing. This is, I don't want to overstate it because I think people like my mom who lived through the Great Depression, you know, that was a long-term situation where it lasted for a significant amount of time. I'm not sure this will. But in a way, this is our Great Depression. This is our, you know, and I'm not talking financial. I'm just talking about a national trauma. This is a national trauma. Yeah. And I've never experienced it in my lifetime. And I've never seen anything quite like this. So,
well, I don't think anyone who is alive now has ever experienced anything like it. I mean, the Depression was like it, and there are some survivors of the Depression still alive. But this is, you know, an international thing that's touching everybody, has the opportunity to touch everybody. And as Oscar said, unprecedented and no template. So knew it was coming, we couldn't have dealt with it.
You just, because, look, and I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Look. God, this is strange. If you're the head of the household, or maybe of your patriarch or matriarch of your family, you got to put on a brave face. But it's hard,
yeah,
right?
It is hard. It is hard. And in my case, Oscar, the brave face is, I think, being a little more mindful of what comes across the magic box in my house. I don't, you know, sit around going, oh, my God, we're going to do it. We have arguments occasionally. We had more arguments at the beginning of this than recently. But I think you have to balance things out between protecting your family and your loved ones and the idea of not, you know, instilling panic. I think my kid's OK. I think he's doing pretty damn well. But I do worry about that.
We had a family Zoom yesterday, Mike. And as soon as they started talking about the medical side, like all the right. doctors.
Is that on Jitterbug, Family Zoom? Jitterbug, is that a Family Zoom? What is a Family Zoom?
So Zoom is like Skype, but it's a better product than Skype. But it's a corporate solution. So everybody,
and you can add many, many people very easily.
Yes,
a group hangout type deal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Could we do a Zoom? Could we do a Zoom
now have
on
corporate,
Fridays?
We have corporate we have corporate credentials for Podcast Village, so that is viable. It is on
Zoom
it is
Fridays.
Off. Yes,
we could do a Zoom. We could look at people that we're talking.
That's
to
how
us.
That's how we meet with everybody from all of our existing clientele. At least those that are still producing is on Zoom now.
Because you know, there's nothing better to do in a crisis when you are self quarantining and then going right from Podcast Village back to your domicile and down to M Street and not going anywhere.
I don't want
else
to take as many trips.
Anything.
No, it's just right here. Boom, boom, boom.
Nothing
back
like
and forth.
Putting something else on your plate to make it difficult. But I was thinking, and we're running short on time here in the opening segment. But I was thinking that what would be fun. It's great taking those phone calls.
Yes.
And certainly during the bonus hour last week, we took phone calls almost for the entire show.
Right.
And it makes the time fly for me. I love it, love it, love it. But I was wondering if we could ever introduce a video component with people showing us what they're drinking and speaking from their homes. Is that a viable situation for
the
general public?
We absolutely could. I just don't know. It's going to test you. It's going to test you, Mike O'Mara.
No, I could handle it. I would handle it because you'd be handling the calls there, right? That's
no,
the way
so
it would be.
No, once people have a link, they have that link for the meeting. So it's not like I can just continue to boot them out of like.
Oh, once so the, we can't like cut them off?
No, it's not like phone calls.
Do you remember the old commercial where the lady has the shampoo and she told two friends and she told two friends and so on and so on and so on? That's how the boxes of faces are going to increase on your computer screen. Because
no,
everyone,
that's not it at all. What it is, that's basically how the coronavirus works.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
The 1970s were full of shortages in the U.S. as well as overseas. Because the nation was already on edge due to rising costs and various shortages, it's not hard to believe that one offhand joke from Johnny Carson about toilet paper could have sent people into a panic, which it did. It was in December of 1973, as tensions were high over oil and gas prices, that Carson made his joke on The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson about toilet paper being in short supply.
Of all the shortages we have, there's a gasoline shortage. You know what else is disappearing from the supermarket shelves? Toilet paper. Ha ha ha, you can laugh now. There is an acute shortage of toilet paper in the good old United States. We gotta quit writing on it. But I wanna tell you, it is serious. I just saw a commercial where, I know it's coming, where Mrs. Olson comes in with a shopping bag and the housewife says, forget the coffee, just give me the shopping bag. I wanna tell you.
I can't believe this. What a dope. Excuse me, I'm sorry. This is kind of embarrassing, but there's no toilet paper over here.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I just forgot to check, so if you could spare some.
No, I'm sorry.
What?
No, I'm sorry, I can't spare it.
You can't spare it?
No, there's not enough to spare.
Well, I don't need much, just three squares will do it.
I'm sorry, I don't have three squares, now if you don't mind.
Three squares? You can't spare three squares?
No, I don't have a square to spare. I can't spare a square.
Well, is it two ply?
Because if it's two ply, I'll take one ply. One ply. One puny little ply. I'll take one measly ply. Look, I don't have a square, and I don't have a ply. No, 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 don't pull. I beg you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Glad to have you with us. Hope you're hanging in there during these unprecedented times. From Rochester, Michigan. Michigan's getting whacked by this thing.
Yes.
Janesville, Wisconsin. Culpeper, Virginia. Bear Valley, Anchorage, Alaska. And Cheney, Washington, along with Saigon, Vietnam. Saigon! The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, brought to you by our brand new TMOS t-shirt store. Fellow Americans, we've said it before, but it merits repeating. Now is the time for all of us to come together by staying apart. You get it? So, in this age of virtual contact, Skype calls, FaceTime, and Zoom meetings, one thing is more important than ever. You must let our coworkers and your coworkers know what's important to you. And you can do so by showing up to your next online meeting in a brand new Mike O'Mara Show logo t-shirt or a hoodie.
Yes.
They're now available. Look, everybody's got to be realistic during these times.
Sure.
Everybody's got financial challenges. The Mike O'Mara Show is just like all of those. And we reopened our t-shirt store because there are revenue streams that we have had to shut down based on the coronavirus outbreak. Mm-hmm. So if you want to help the show, we'd love you to get
you
a t-shirt and show the colors. Your company dress code is out the window. So now is the time to let your TMOS flag fly.
Yes.
Let that flag fly, everybody.
Baby.
Beautiful. Brand new TMOS merchandise ready to be delivered right to your front door with zero human contact. Just click the t-shirt banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Boom. Your choice of the striking TMOS logo t-shirt or the dashing TMOS logo hoodie available in all sizes from Pony to Rob. Handsome, durable, and oh so comfortable for these hard times. And even better, every purchase not only spreads the gospel of your favorite podcast, it also helps us keep on keeping on in these tough times. Check back. New merch to be added soon. As Oscar explained to me, we're taking logo ideas and t-shirt design ideas from anybody who's got them, and we're very excited about that. TMOS shirts and hoodies are available now, making merchandise great again.
Thank you. Isn't it great?
So go to the website, MikeO'MaraShow.com. Get yours today. They're nice. I like them. I like them, and we sold a passel of them on Friday, and we hope we continue to do that. And then when we're done with that, we'll come up with another one.
It took a pandemic to reopen the t-shirt store.
Yes.
Amazing, but true. Yeah. And finally, it motivated us to do that. So I will not be getting the jitterbug phone. I was kind of joking about that. But I will be changing my lifestyle.
In what way?
Well, Oscar mentioned before, or Rob mentioned about people getting along and, you know, how occasionally you get on people's nerves.
Sure.
Friday night into Saturday morning, it was difficult in the house.
Friday show was fun.
Yeah. Friday fun was the show was fun.
You even texted us and said the marriage was going to last. I thought that was nice.
It was Saturday. It was Saturday that it happened. It happened Saturday. Okay. So here it is. My wife, God bless her. There's a reason why Carla and I have stayed together as long as we have, successfully as we have. Carla is, I don't want to use the cliche term that doesn't take any crap, but Carla is
no nonsense.
She's very matter of fact with me. She tells it like it is. I value that. I value that with everybody. I like it to be kind of straight. A lot of people don't believe that, but you know, she gives it to me, and she gives it to me in an unvarnished way that is extremely harsh sometimes, and it's difficult for her because it's not easy to hear, and it's not easy for her to dole it out. Mm-hmm. But what this came down to was my frustration with the coronavirus, with the house situation, with everything else going on, and also with my getting through these times with not doing what I normally do. My normal routine would be I do the show, I do some work around the house, I spend some time with my son, I get out of the house, I play golf for 4 or 5 hours, I'm out there with the guys, I'm moving around, I'm not here all the time. I've been, you know, not social, I've been social distancing and staying in the house for, we're in our third week now.
Right.
And I'm really glad we did. I'm really glad we have. Yeah. I think it's been the right thing to do. But this is not making me proud to share this with our listening audience, but I've been spending a lot of couch time, like a lot of Americans, but I have been spending a lot of food time. And finally... Yeah.
Like a lot of Americans.
Like you're a lot of Americans.
I believe this is quite common, yes.
Carla kicked my ass on Saturday.
Why?
Carla
kicked
my ass. She said, you know, listen, you gotta get it together. You've got to get it together. You've got to get off that couch occasionally. You've got to get out and do stuff. You've got to.
I like food, Dom. I like food.
You got to eat right.
Is this the fattest you've ever been?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
No,
well, then you're good. You got that going for you.
See,
it's been worse.
But it's not necessarily being the weight as much as just the way I've been, you know,
living.
Sedentary.
Yeah,
I thought about it, and it's just it had to stop. And I think I feel even in the first 24 hours of being smart, we threw out a lot of food that we got that was Yeah, a lot of like the crap that
you could have at least sent it over to the big cat park. I mean, they could make pizza out of it.
I don't even know because I towed the line yesterday. I don't even know what was chunked, but it was the stuff that was bad, and it's going to be hard because I have been on a lot of diets in my lifetime, and the first day is normally not all that bad.
Right.
Yesterday was all that bad.
Oh,
yesterday
no.
was all that bad.
Detox.
Carla, I said, listen, everything you said is true. Everything you said is correct. I will, you know, look, my not bitching, I'm not breathing lifestyle is the way I am about everything, as you guys certainly know well.
Yeah, sure.
But I also believe that one of my abilities is to recognize, is self-awareness.
Yeah.
To know that she's right. And it's not easy to hear because it was harsh. You know, when you're hearing that, hey, that's all you've got to get up. You're eating yourself to death.
Mm.
You have to stop that.
That's embarrassing.
Very embarrassing. Yeah. And I'm using the, you know, watching the news and my depression about COVID
as an excuse.
As an excuse. Yeah. And,
you're seeking, I think like many, many, many people, you're seeking comfort in any way you can.
You know, sitting there watching this stuff. Yeah. First of all, as I've said to our listeners, it can overwhelm you.
Sure.
It can eat you up.
You gotta
get
out.
I'm curious. This is like almost my political junkiness where I just want as much information as I can possibly get. I think I use it on the show to a certain extent, so it's not bad in that respect. But the other stuff where I'm just sort of sitting there, and it was hard.
You're
to
blessed
hear.
To live in a climate that, at this moment at least, as we're taping, is a very it's a beautiful climate, right? So
it's a beautiful climate, and my salvation is my bicicleta, and I'm here to tell you that we had. You know, the tire tubes break occasionally, and I blew out a tire. I don't know, it's because I'm too fat, because I've been riding the crap out of it. Yeah. But, you know, in these
pretty durable. I think it might just be use.
I wish Pony was here.
Oh, I'm sure.
I would tell Pony.
How many miles have you ridden on it?
I have no idea.
Thousands?
No, not thousands. Not even close.
Up and down the mountain.
I tell Pony that in this self-quarantine time, we went out on a bike ride, and it was fun for the family. I think we went out on another one, and I came out in the morning on one of the rides, and my tire was flat. I know enough about bicycles to know that's the tube is shot on the inside. And I'm here to tell you, took the wheel off and took the rubber on the tire off, took the inner tube out, took a look at it, had a little pinhole area that was, you know, it was more like a rip. Like it had, like
were you able to find it visually, or did you have to submerge it in water?
No, I found it visually. And,
oh, that's nice.
And the thing that makes me think it was weight related was that I probably overinflated the tire a little bit. And when I overinflated the tire, the rip that I saw, since it was visual and not a pinhole, indicates that instead of like, oh, I caught a little piece of glass that got in between the rubber and the tire, it was more like, who's getting on?
It's called a blowout.
A blowout.
Yeah, blowout.
But definitely a blowout, I mean, if it had happened when I was on it, but it didn't. It was the morning after, but, you know. It, to make a long story
short, heat expands the tire, Mike, and then it'll blow out.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what I did? Mm-hmm. I went online, got me an inner tube.
There you
got
go.
A couple of them. Got
there
a couple
go.
Of them. Repaired the tire myself.
Back
put it back
business.
On the bike.
There
you
go.
Very proud of myself. Yeah. Not exactly a walk in the park for a person that's not handy.
And I wouldn't rule out vandalism. Someone could have broken in and torn that inner tube.
Not
could have
here.
Happened.
No.
A robber.
Slashed. No, yeah. His 10 here. Speed.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I'm sure. I'm sure. Mike, I'm happy.
Oh, by the way, if you want to know what the great unwashed Trumpers are doing down here, lots of jokes making the rounds.
Yeah.
Lots of jokes.
Of what
lots
kind?
Lots of jokes.
Mocking what?
All right, I'll give you the joke of the day from my friend Skip. All right. Mm-hmm. Guy's in the hospital with COVID. He's got the mask on. And the beautiful nurse that's been waiting on him, comes in and has been taking care of him, not waiting on him.
Waiting on him. You know, bringing him meals.
It's a window into your world down there, Mike.
The nurse comes in, and through his mask, he says, are my testicles black? And like he's got some problem. She leans over. She says, what's this? Are my testicles black? And she says, sir, I'm giving you a sponge bath, but I'm just doing your upper body and your legs and feet. Mm-hmm. He says again, are my testicles black? And black. And so she finally, lifts up his gown, and she gets down there and looks, and she said, it all looks fine to me. And at this point, he rolls his eyes, and he takes his mask off, and he says, I said, are my test results back? Thank you very much. Thank you. You can hit the music now. There we go. That's what they're doing down here. The people that don't think this is serious, they're gonna be the first ones in the hospital.
Yeah, you know? That's gonna be a problem.
That's it. Yeah, there you go. Pretty good
I'm
joke.
Glad to know his testicles were okay though.
Yes. Yes. La la. Anyway,
indeed.
Thought he thought they were gonna fall off or something like that. And what if it was a black guy and he was asking
there
that question? I mean, come
you
on.
Go.
You can modify the joke in any way you want.
Hello.
We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's lonely being cooped up at home, not being able to socialize with friends. But may I propose a solution? This Friday, you can join your friends for a virtual cocktail party. Log on to the official Mike O'Mara Show page on Facebook for a live taping of TMOS at 4 o'clock Eastern. Bring your favorite libations for an afternoon of hijinks and hilarity. The phone lines will be open at 1-888-920 more for you to call in and commiserate. The fun doesn't end there. immediately afterwards, there will be a live stream of the bonus show for everyone, a perfect way for you to enjoy the ribaldry and antics of TMOS unfiltered and unfettered, and a fantastic way to sample the show so you can grab a subscription, make a point of joining the fun this Friday, and bring plenty of ice. Cheers.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I want to discuss brassieres.
Oh.
Brassieres. Look out. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. You see, Third Love's bras are designed to fit you, not the other way around. Their bra styles are designed with measurement data from millions of women and made to fit your life. They have over 80 bra sizes, but they are also they also know that the only size that matters is yours. Did you know that breast shape matters when finding a good fit? Third Love helps you identify your breast size and shape and find styles that fit your body. Plus, straps that won't slip and no itch tagless labels. And super thin memory foam cups that mold to your shape. Plus, the perfect fit promise. If after 60 days you don't love it, return it and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. So far, Third Love has donated over $15 million in bras. Carla loves hers. You are going to love yours. You're going to love your Third Love bra. Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone, so right now they're offering our listeners 15% off their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/TMOS right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/TMOS for 15% off, and we thank you. Yeah, so two bike rides yesterday, and you know, and that's I'm getting out and doing something, so I don't know whether that's the best thing in the world to do, but I like it, and it gets me out in the air, and you know, you got to.
Well, the sunshine is good; it'll elevate your mood. Sunshine will. You can't stay inside all the time.
I had an interesting call with Pony Boy. I would say 2 days ago, where I called him, and this is what's great about Pony. For all his shortcomings, that man will answer the phone at any moment, and he's not bitching about you about the weekend or any
questions. No, but he always sounds surprised when he always sounds surprised when he answers the phone, like he wasn't expecting the call.
Imagine my surprise when thank you. I'm glad you said something, Rob. Is when I hear panting on the other side of the receiver, and I said, in my inner monologue, I said, "All right, I know he's not having sex with anybody."
Well,
so. If he's panting, is he having sex with himself? And if he is, I don't want to bring any light to that because I know some dolls around and I won't deal with that.
Yeah, so that's what we would call a throw up in your mouth moment.
So I said,
Look away, Miley.
I said, Pony, I need this, this, and this. And he goes, okay. So I don't even mention the panting.
Right.
Because I don't know this guy. I don't know this guy to be active. Like, he doesn't do anything. And I honestly thought I caught him in a private moment.
Doesn't he do cycling? Does he still do cycling a little bit? Or
I can't tell. He's always, every time we talk to him, he's either at home or drunk. I don't know, you know?
Sometimes both.
Yeah. So and I don't blame him. It's cocktail hour when it's cocktail hour.
Right.
And I said to Pony, I texted him. I said, thanks so much for turning that around. And then he texted back. He goes, I'm sorry it took so long. I was running and had to do it on my phone.
Oh, good for him, though. Hey, and there's the cigarette thing where he gave up the smokes.
Yes.
He can get out and he can do that.
Running.
That is fantastic. And that's great.
Get some of that excess. It'll get all that excess weight off.
Well, yeah, it's probably not hard for him to run.
No, just stiff wind.
He sounded like he was... thrashed when I talked to him on the phone.
How active was he prior to the quitting of the smoking? He probably
I think it really limited
active.
Him. I think it did limit him.
His cardio sounded at least I would say it's passable because it sounded either like he was having sex with himself or probably riding like I would say a spin cycle. But nothing. I never was.
But he was jogging.
He was. He said
running.
His quote to me he was like, "Sorry for the delay. I had to do it on my phone. I was running," and I said, "Running. This is so strange. I can't picture you running."
I'm proud of him.
Right.
I'm proud of that boy. I really am.
People
I love
are
to
doing
hear...
things. Get out there. Do something.
And you know what, Mike? Speaking of pride,
Six
I can't believe
away.
We've let it go this long without mentioning somebody has a birthday today.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Carla reminded me before we came
on the
air.
Happy birthday, Oscar.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Oscar Santana. Oh, my God. Your birthday in the middle of all this crap.
Not a great time.
There are greater sacrifices.
Zoom thing, was your Zoom thing for your birthday?
No, actually, every one of my family members forgot to mention my birthday while we were on the Zoom thing. This is how insignificant I am to them. God bless them.
Do you think you'll get any? Will you?
What?
Will you get any calls today?
I got a call during the show today. Out of respect to what I do for a living, from my father who's in Bolivia, he gets a pass. But yes,
WhatsApp?
It was funny.
Was it WhatsApp? A free call?
It was WhatsApp. I actually thought he had the Rona, so I wrote back and said, "Is everything okay, Dad?" He goes, "No, I'm just calling for your birthday. Sorry, we forgot yesterday." And I said, "No worries. Just moved on with life."
It's really tough to have a birthday during this crisis, because have you ever tried to blow out candles from 6 feet away?
Look,
it's really bad.
By the way, Matthew Bloom just texted me and said, "I got trail running shoes from Zappos."
Good for you.
Way to go
Look at you, Pony.
Happy birthday. How old are we today?
42. 42.
Rob, do we have any happy birthday music for Oscar Santana?
I have this handy.
What is this?
I just had Valley High handy. I'll have birthday music in a second.
Remember when Rob used to be in studio
he'd come up with all the musical ideas?
You know?
Yeah.
Now he just sits back at home. I don't even know what he's doing.
It's vacation land, USA.
What are you going to be doing? There it is. 41 years, 41 or 42?
42. The age Elvis was when he died.
God willing.
And by the way, did you know that this week we crossed the precipice? Elvis has been gone longer than he was with us.
Oh, wow.
I want you to think really, really hard about how little I care about that.
And also, what that means for our audience.
It
you
means
make
that it's
it
Oscar's
sound like
birthday.
He's Jesus Christ, our Savior.
No, I'll be willing to. I'll be the first one to admit that he is aging out now.
Elvis has been gone longer than he was alive.
Yes. Yeah. His over the exact number of days, I believe, happened on Thursday of last week. If you count out the number of days he was alive. But thank God we still have Oscar.
Is there anything at all? Because I really do feel for you in this situation.
No, it's a tough time.
What do you do when you have a birthday? You go out and celebrate.
I told my wife, she came down around 11:30 p.m. We had just watched Invisible Man, and we social distance like from floor to floor. She said, "What do you want for your birthday?" And I said, "Shannon, I said there are so many more important things at stake right now than my birthday. That just let's talk about it next year. Like we just gotta, because there's so much going on outside of this little world, right?"
Mm-hmm. On Friday's cocktail party, though, please, when you call in. Not just what you're drinking, where you're calling from. It will be a birthday, just to make him feel a little better, a birthday greeting for Oscar.
And you know what I'd like to add to that? I think as a birthday gift for Oscar, every call should say your favorite thing about Oscar.
Oh, Rob, now you're setting me up. This is not a friend. This man is not a friend.
Just
a
your friend favorite thing about this. Oscar.
No.
Yeah, that's something lovely. Funny. Something to make his day better.
As you get older, Mike, you know things get... you were burned last year at your 60. Because nobody got you anything.
Well, no, you know, they got me things. The bottom line was surprising me with my two daughters up in Maine, which, you know, what are
but
you supposed to say
isn't that an old bit? That happens all the time. You know, get creative.
I was sitting there and I go, that's the best present a guy can have.
Yeah.
No.
That old bit.
No, the best present a guy could have is a set of Callaway Maverick irons.
Yeah. Or brand maybe a 70-inch Vizio. Yeah.
Or something very shiny that you wear on your wrist that can tell you what time it is. Yeah. Anytime.
Thank you. Exactly. Because with an R. That's it. We got to take a break. Happy birthday, Oscar Santana.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
When we come back, let's do Movie Corner.
Yes.
Oscar's going to review The Invisible Man.
Yes.
I'm going to review a movie that is an Amazon original about Maine called Blow the Man Down, and we will tell you about those when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Right here. Thank you. Hi, this is Tom Brokaw. A calm, familiar voice in a time of crisis. As we reach the panic stage of this international pandemic, we have a way to defeat the coronavirus. Social distancing. Social distancing. Use a selfie stick. Manipulate your computer with a broomstick. Interconnect a dozen straws to drink your pina colada.
use twin beds for your spouse and your lover. But mostly, stay out of stores. If you need anything, use the shopping banner at michaelmarishow.com. Target, Macy's, Walmart. It's everything you need from the comfort of your home. Be safe, save some dough, support your favorite podcast, shop, and wash your hands. The soap I use is love. Forget it. Irish Spring.
Welcome back to the Mike Gomera Show. Everyone's talking about Liquid IV's Hydration Multiplier, and I know you know how much we love it, but I want to tell you about their latest product, Liquid IV Energy Multiplier. Rob is drinking it right now. Mm-hmm. That's why he maintains his amazing energy level during the show.
110 miles an hour.
Drink it. Slow down, boy. Mix it in water. Drink it up. Liquid IV Energy Multiplier tastes delicious and provides a lasting energy boost throughout the day. Half of Americans report that they fight with daily fatigue. This gives you the fatigue-fighting lift you'd get from a couple of cups of coffee, but without the crash. Plus, it contains a mixture of teas and herbs that are high in antioxidants that help improve mood and focus. What's not to love? It's a great all-natural alternative to processed energy drinks. I love Liquid IV, and I know you will too. Get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order on Liquid IV's website. Just go to liquidiv.com, enter the promo code TMOS to save 25% and get better hydration and energy. That's liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Don't wait. Start fueling your adventures today. Oscar, how was the? How much did you pay, first of all, for the Invisible Man?
$19.99 for a rental. It didn't seem steep. I was prepared to pay.
Could you have purchased it, like, so you can keep it?
No, this is a first run with the first.
So
run.
It's just the rental.
Okay. You could just rent it, and you could just rent it for $19.99.
Okay.
So the situation with these first run movies, and they're getting a lot of backlash from the theater houses and theater owners about especially Universal coming out and letting some of their properties go straight to someone's home.
Right.
I would say, you know, while I feel for theater owners, you gotta adapt or die. Like if they gotta meet a certain nut, these movie houses, I get it. We're in a place like we've got an establishment here that we're doing everything remote for the majority of our clients. Like,
yeah, we have a business where it's a little easier than others.
Yes, but, yeah.
You know, broadcasting is a different animal,
and
so
but it's also not the same one to one. What I'm saying is that I don't know what a theater could do separately when they're built upon
people
getting people
community.
There, right?
Yeah,
I know some theaters are giving the 6 feet distance, and they're actually putting little placeholders where you're not supposed to sit within the theater, so people can go to the theater. If that's still your thing, it's up to you.
Well, maybe they can.
Okay,
I wouldn't.
I, you know what? I don't put a lot of stock in that because to get to your seat, you still have to go by somebody, and you still are touching everything that everybody's touching. It's not a great
idea. I agree.
Idea.
And in a lot of cities, it's already been shut down. Regardless, like you just can't open them. You can't do it with social distancing. Right. It doesn't work. What I wanted to highlight is the idea that these movie houses, these movie studios are sending the product straight to us is not anything new, because some of the movies don't ever make it to the theater. They go straight to on demand.
Right.
The idea that a first run movie is now reaching your house for what is roughly, if your rental is $4.99, a 75% markup at $19.99, I think was a bargain. And the Invisible Man, for something to come right out and see it before anybody else spoils it at home, I thought was a stroke of genius. The movie's a solid movie for, and look, at home, it gets a bonus because you're doing it in the comfort of your home.
Right.
But the plot overall, for any woman that's ever had or met a jerk guy in their lives, this is right up your alley. And for any guy that's ever seen someone date someone that was completely abusive and wrong, this is right up your alley. It's a revenge story. Check it out. I loved it. Two thumbs up, five Santanas, whatever you want to give it.
Whoa, absolutely. That's a rave. Yes. That is a rave. That's perfect.
And it makes you forget about the pandemic because there's a lot of other bad stuff going on in that movie.
Because, you know, if I go back to the original Invisible Man, it's not a revenge story at all. It's about a guy losing his mind. So they've rebuilt the entire plot?
I think it's a different movie.
Okay.
Yeah. Totally. Okay. It sounds like it's totally different movie.
Yeah. Great trailer, it sounds fantastic. How is the performance of
Elizabeth Moss?
Yeah, Elizabeth Moss.
Oh, she's playing the same lady she does in the Handmaid's Tale. The victim. She plays the victim. I mean, if you're going to be typecast and paid for it, take it all day.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
Well, that's one that you recommend. Here's one I want you to avoid.
Okay.
Okay.
Last night on Amazon Prime. By the way, the simply the finest streaming platform at Amazon.
Easy to navigate. I know that.
Oh God, the worst. Even getting to it. You know. By the way, when you click on at least my app for Amazon, it's just like, okay, just give me a second. I get it with that. Click on Netflix and it's like, hey, we're here, ready to go. Mm. Let's go. Amazon's like, spin. I got a lot of speed in this house. There's no reason for Amazon working.
No.
So, but I see this movie. It's Maine. It's the coast of Maine.
Oh,
it's murder. It's
murder?
A movie. it's called Blow the Man Down. Well, blow me down. Oh. That's the old, you know, seafaring song, Blow the Man Down.
And the big bad wolf would do that as well.
Made famous by the Grease Man, you know. from the deck of the deck. Blow the man down. Yes, sir. And all that Grease Man today. Blow the man down.
I have to applaud you because whenever anyone does the Grease Man, and everyone can try to do the Grease Man, and it's no great trick.
I do the new internet clip Grease Man.
And also, and that involves a certain nasality that a lot of people ignore.
From the deck of the Jack Tire. Blow the man. It's time the bottle let me down. Anyway, so I love him. Doug Track, good man, nice man. He was a nice man when I met him. I always thought when he came on WJFK that he was a funny guy, and he had his own little niche. And you don't have that kind of radio anymore. Not a lot.
No, you don't.
So this movie, skip it. Here is what it is. As I have digested so much cinematic content, I have become frustrated with bad plot and bad writing. All right. I think it's really when I'm watching a murder mystery with all the reality TV that's out there, when you've got shows like The Tiger King and you've got The Making of a Murderer and you've got a great example of reality based fiction, Mindhunter, which is one of the best shows on television. I raised the bar fairly significantly for are you guys seeing me okay?
Is your computer dying or is there an issue? Just curious about a power.
Yes, it is dying. There you go. It is. There it fell out. That time I just pulled it out by accident.
Okay.
I didn't even know that.
While you plug back in, question, is there any name like star or director or writer associated with this, or is this just sort of a stand on its own property?
Just a small role from one of the guys that Catherine dated.
So that's probably what drew you to it.
The guy that was in the town. The guy that was in the town.
Okay. Well, you never told us. You actually never ever told us.
Well, then I'll shut up about it because I probably told my daughter I wouldn't. Anyway, moving right on. And she's fine. She's safe and happy with a friend of hers family in Princeton, New Jersey.
Good.
Hunkering down. Worried about getting her unemployment. That's what she's concerned about right now. So this movie, here it is with plot. If you have a plot that involves intrigue and a mystery and sneaking around, you got to have some level of credibility.
Sure.
All right. You don't just have things happen. And this movie lost it for that. It has things happen that would never happen in real life. All right.
Right.
Example.
I don't want to put a spoiler. Well, I'll put a spoiler.
Well,
alert.
I mean, you've already spoiled it for the movie by telling people not to watch it.
Yeah, so. It sucks.
Stay away. Stay away.
When a police officer shows up and there's no legitimate reason for it, other than, hey, we need to borrow your boat, when it's this big town and there is no other legitimate reason for this police officer coming to this girl's door other than just to have the girl be placed into a dramatic situation where she can appear nervous and stammering instead. It's bull. It's bull. It just doesn't. I love to see murder mysteries where there's a great deal of crafting of the story where it's not hitting you over the head. The reason this movie is not easy to predict is because the plot is so completely ludicrous and ridiculous.
Okay.
It does not make sense.
Did it look like they ran out of money? Because I've been in that situation before where you're like, they had to run out of money.
Yeah,
it's implausible.
I think a lot of bad movies, that's a good point, a lot of bad movies will appear to be rushed at the end, and it certainly appeared like, and maybe if the thought that went into the plot arc and the writing in general was as weak as the budgeting, that very well could have happened. It
but was it a good main movie? Because you're a main guy. No. Was there any? No, no, not even that. Good, huh?
There was a little. There, I mean, it looked like perhaps it was shot on location in Maine.
Okay.
The the lobster scenes are legitimate. You know, but
they weren't right. lobstering on.
This is a spoiler alert. Right? The main murder of the movie.
Yeah.
The main murder is caused by a harpoon. On a dock with lobster traps.
Mm.
To the best of my knowledge.
Happens
in
the all
entire
the time.
I've been on Zach Piper's lobster boat off the coast of Maine on Frenchman's Bay. I have not seen Zach catch a lobster with a harpoon.
Mike, never happened.
This is what I know, that when you go on a boat, you take as much stuff that you won't need as possible.
So right, you saw a harpoon on his boat.
So you could weigh down the boat.
That's important.
By the way, a gaff, if you want to know what a gaff is, that hook where they hook a fish or your hook something.
Yeah, sure. It's that could kill somebody.
You watch Wicked Tuna. You see a lot of gaffing going on in Wicked Tuna. You see that. That happens.
They use it in Jaws to pull the barrels in.
And I know what you did last summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Murdered by gaff. That's it. All right. That's it. So if you're keeping track, Oscar, major rave on Invisible Man with Elizabeth Moss. Mike O'Mara, Skip, Blow the Man Down. Please.
All right,
thank you very much.
Noted.
We'll take a break and come back with your Covey news right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. And now with King's Things, here's Larry.
Of all the slaws, coal is my favorite. I think birds have gotten meaner. A hot dog is just a long sandwich. Sometimes my feet change color in cool water. Tinder makes my wrist hurt. When do Transformers go to the bathroom? Stevie Wonder can't see! I'm sick and tired of bells. If you want funny, you want the TMOS bonus show. Go to MichaelMaryShow.com. Use your mouse. Buy it. It's good, okay?
A little bit of tired of bells.
Larry. Cold water makes his feet change color.
It does sometimes.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Please remind me, I'm doing the commercial for a product I love, Harry's. Okay. I love everything about Harry's. I do. Please remind me that I have to today go to my computer and put in a massive Harry's order with all the stuff I love. I am talking about the shave gel. I don't need any more of the razors because they last for 1,000 years. I love their razors. But I need face wash, I need shave gel, and I need their wonderful body wash that I love,
too.
Oh,
it's the best.
It's really terrific stuff. Now's not the time to overpay for razors at the drugstore. Now's the time to get all your stuff at Harry's. Go to harrys.com/TMOS. If you haven't used Harry's yet, well, what's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Claim your special offer, your trial offer, by going to harrys.com/TMOS. Harry's is a return to the essential quality at a fair price. You better believe that. And all their stuff is great. I love it. They make their blades in a German factory that's been honing precision blades for a century, and you get incredible high-quality blades at factory direct prices. Blade refills are delivered directly to your door in this time. It's great to have that, with or without a subscription. With a 100% quality guarantee, our listeners can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. I love it, love it, love it. You get the ergonomic handle, you get the 5-blade razor, you get rich lathering shave gel to keep your face and skin hydrated, and a travel blade cover to protect your razor. Go to harrys.com/TMOS to start shaving better today. You're going to love Harry's, and remind me, I have to get my Harry's today, everybody!
News!
Boo. All right, we're going to try to fly through this as much as we can. Here's some good news to start your week. Rob's going to be happy. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson have apparently beaten the coronavirus.
That is if they ever really had it.
They're back in the U.S. Tom tweeted, quote, "Hey, folks, we're home now, and like the rest of America, we carry on with sheltering in place and social distancing. Many thanks to everyone in Australia who looked after us. Their care and guidance made possible our return to the USA, and many thanks to all of you who reached out with well wishes. Rita and I so appreciate it." Tom and Rita are both 63. They announced their diagnosis on March 12th. while they were in Australia, but the government over there thinks they contracted the virus either here in America or on their way over. And I'd like to give a shout out to our listener, Hannah, who is a listener of the Mike O'Mara Show, and her husband posted a, shared a video on the fan club with her, sent her a personal message last night. She gave a very, very eloquent, articulate description on FaceTime Live of getting her diagnosis and what she went through and how she's been experiencing it. It was brave, and it was thinking of everybody else. And if you get a chance, check it out. Let me make sure I've got this lady's number because name, because I want to make sure you get it. The because it really, I think if you don't get a chance to see it, it's worth it. The husband's name is Michael Kanan, C-A-N-N-A-N. And if you go to his Facebook page, you'll be able to see his wife, Hannah. And Hannah, get well soon. I hope everything goes well for you and your whole family, especially your mom. So let us know. I believe Michael and his mom are being, or her mom are being treated today, tested for it. So we'll see. A lot of people have been concerned about Betty White this month. Sure. Okay, thank you very much. Moving right along. This is just bizarre. Chef Bobby Flay set up a GoFundMe campaign asking his fans to donate their money to him so he can pay his restaurant employees without taking cash out of his own pocket. Bobby is worth an estimated $60 million.
Wow.
He is seeking $100,000 for the employees at his restaurants who are in dire need, he added. Please find it in your hearts to give what you can. But Bobby is willing to contribute a bit. He says he's generously offering to personally match up to $100,000. He ended up by saying, quote, my heart is breaking for them. Please lend us a hand. Naturally, people are tearing into Bobby on social
media.
Should. As of late last night, Saps had pitched in more than $11,000. Bobby hasn't responded. Bobby could afford the $100,000 ask plus the $100,000 match on his own. $200,000 is 0.33% of his reported fortune. The median American family is worth about $100,000. So that'd be like a regular person coughing up $333. So
that's it. I've often said it, Mike. The show Beat Bobby Flay would be much more popular if it involved an actual beating.
What a nad. He's been a nad forever.
Who does that? Information is so public.
Yeah.
I'll match it. How about that?
It's silly. You know, I mean, it's just, I don't know. A question that basically everyone in the world is asking is, when will life go back to normal? The vague answer is when around 60 to 80% of the population is resistant to coronavirus, either from a vaccine or because they got it, recovered, and developed a temporary immunity. And that's if getting it and recovering even leads to immunity. We don't know that yet.
We don't know that yet, right.
More specifically, when will life go back to normal? The Atlantic interviewed a great magazine, by the way. I don't give them enough props, but I read them all the time. They've got fascinating articles, well thought out, well researched. The Atlantic interviewed several epidemiologists who gave four possible timelines for the U.S. Here's the rundown. This is it. I'm just the messenger. Don't get mad. I'm not making any statement. Number one, 1 to 2 months. The experts think this is highly unlikely, but if somehow coronavirus turns out to be not as serious as it seems to be, we could start getting back to normal in a few months. But even if things aren't back to normal in a few months, at least we'll have a better sense of whether people who get the virus develop an immunity, which a lot of the epidemiologists are saying will happen. I hope they're right.
That's a
and
good
how long
it
could last. That will give us a clear picture of the actual timeline. The next one is 3 to 4 months. This scenario could happen if we learn that lots of people have gotten the virus, worked through it with minor symptoms and developed immunity. Then we can isolate clusters or at-risk people as others get back to normal. I would hope for that one as well. Well, I'd hope for the first one.
Yeah.
This scenario will require the U.S. getting up to speed on testing. Jesus. That's the one of all of this, personally, that I will never get. I will never understand why, you know, with the availability of testing for other things like the flu, why this was not on the radar, because it seems to me with the speed it's happening now.
We're playing catch up. It'll be here soon, but it's still late.
You know, with ventilators, masks and stuff, we didn't know this was coming as far as that it was going to be this extreme. But with the testing kits, if you see that, you know, ramp that up. The next one's 4 to 12 months.
It's going to be okay, Mike. We're putting up a tent at FedEx Field today for testing, so I think we're going to be okay.
Very good. I'm glad to hear that. 4 to 12 months, this scenario is entirely dependent on whether the warm weather in the summer will slow down the coronavirus, like it slows down the flu. If so, big crowds are probably still out of the question, but smaller groups might be okay. We would probably need another round of social distancing in the fall, depending on how widespread. This is just the reality that I'm reading here. 12 to 18 months or longer, it would be, quote, world record lightning speed if a vaccine is ready before next spring. And once it's ready, it needs to be produced and administered to 350 million people. And if there's no vaccine, then life wouldn't really go back to normal until we hit a population level immunity. So that's 12 to 18 months, the worst case scenario.
The scariest thing about that is every scenario there is underscored with if something happens.
If something happens.
They don't know because they just don't know. That's what's scary.
June.
God, would that be that? Yeah. We can at least try to get some things back to normal. Yeah. We'll see what happens. Delta is now offering some good stuff. Delta is now offering free flights to medical volunteers who want to help out in Louisiana, Georgia, and Michigan. They also might add California, New York, and Washington State soon. Here's another good story. These are all positives right here.
Yeah.
A mailman in England has been cheering people up by dressing up in different costumes to deliver the mail, including a Trojan soldier and a German beer maid. Funny. I love
and
little
sexy
stuff like that.
And
you know?
Sexy, yeah.
A principal in Traverse City, Michigan couldn't do announcements the normal way, so she went to a fast food drive-thru just to tell a teenager who works there that she's the valedictorian of her class.
That makes me laugh. Oh, that's awesome.
A doctor in Minnesota got pulled over for speeding the other day and burst into tears when the cop gave her his own N95 face masks instead of a ticket.
Mm.
They're good people all over this country.
They
this
really
is
are
what it's all about. A restaurant in San Francisco has been flooded with orders after they launched a program called Adopt a Doctor or Nurse that lets you send meals to hospital workers. Show me where that is. I'm on board. I'd love them to do that down here. A bunch of cops in Jersey organized a free pizza day for their community and handed out 300 pizzas. Now other departments across the country might do it too. This is all Americans and people in the UK helping each other out. A church in Cincinnati raised $230,000 to cover babysitting and childcare costs for healthcare workers who are on the front lines. The owner of a pharmacy in New York isn't charging people for medications if they can't afford them. He says they've mainly been giving out pills for things like diabetes and high blood pressure. An anonymous mom in Maryland has been leaving free brown bag lunches out for anyone who might need them. And remember this guy who went viral last week? He's the guy in Brooklyn who saw a woman dancing on a roof and used his drone to give her his phone number.
I remember that guy. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, now they're dating. They had a virtual dinner date from across the street. Then he got inside a big plastic Zorb ball, and they went on a walk together.
That's
isn't that
awesome.
Great?
That is great.
Oh, my God. Well, to wrap this up, a little something for you now. A new study ranked every state from the most social to the least social, or in other words, which states are most and least affected by social distancing. The rankings are based on factors like the amount of time people spend doing social activities, exercise and recreation, religious activities, volunteering, taking care of family members. Based on the 10 most social, Rhode Island, Idaho, New Hampshire, Wyoming, Montana, Utah, Vermont, Michigan, Hawaii, and South Dakota. Those are the most social states. Kind of interesting,
that
right?
That surprises me somehow.
Yeah, it's a little odd. Here are the 10 least social. Alaska kind of makes sense with the open space. New Mexico, same kind of thing. Here it is on every bad list, continuing its trend. Mississippi.
Yay!
Delaware. West Virginia. Colorado. Connecticut.
Mm.
Surprising. Nevada. Oklahoma. And New Jersey. Florida did not make either list, but they did come out on top with the most social diseases.
Oh, okay.
Thank
good.
You very much.
Good to know that you're at least mentioned, Michael.
Thank you
it's
very
an
much.
Honor just to be nominated.
Absolutely. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun. Rob Spiewak's Audio Vault right here on The Michael Mara Show.
We're living in unprecedented times where our way of life has changed. It's gotten to the point where you can't even find a roll of toilet paper at the supermarket. The best way to protect yourself is to do the following.
Hey, everybody, listen. Don't sneeze on people. Wash your hands. Wipe properly.
It's also important to laugh, and you can do that with TMOS. Live on Facebook as the show tapes and uploaded later in the day on YouTube. Show clips on Instagram and all your favorite shows on the TMOS app. Share them with a friend or a loved one today. Together, we'll get through this.
A health message from the Michael Mara Show to your family.
Now back to the Marathon 500.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our Mike O'Mara T-shirt store. I love the people at Bus Tees. They do a great job with T-shirts. And right now you can get yours by simply going to MikeO'MaraShow.com. You click on that big banner that says T-shirts and get yourself a Mike O'Mara Show T-shirt or hoodie. They are wonderful. They are black T-shirts with the beautiful TMOS logo there, which has the Z vertical and the Mike O'Mara horizontal along with the show part. And it's black and red and white.
And great. You got the letters and things. And
it looks great. The Mike O'Mara Show T. Go to the MikeOMaraShow.com.
Listen, we're not doing a Bobby Flay here and setting up a GoFundMe page.
No, not that.
You know, consider this our GoFundMe. GoFundMe with T-shirts, please. We need your help during this tough time at the show. So please, if you find it in your heart to get a T-shirt for the Mike O'Mara Show, hey, we're not going through as much as some other people are going through.
No, not at all.
But we are trying to bring you content every day. So if you can help us out, we would appreciate that. Let's open up the audio vault right now and bring in Mr. Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Oscar, I know that a lot of people are thinking about COVID-19, and it is a big deal, but let's not ignore what's really important. That on Twitter, Kourtney Kardashian says she's quitting Keeping Up with the Kardashians based on a fight from last week's episode. Oh, now, here's the fight. I want you to hear this.
God. But also, if I didn't want to work my off and I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, that's fine.
You're literally I will literally you. Up.
Come here. You guys, my daughter's sleeping.
Don't ever come at me like
you
that.
Don't
I swear to God, I'll punch you in your face. So do it. Don't me. I swear
do
to God.
Do it already.
Don't
good show. So she says she's quitting.
Do you think she is quitting?
Do you think?
I don't care.
No, this is another. They're working us. It's contrived. I can't wait till we catch up with the season when they're on social distancing.
Yes.
Can't go anywhere. Is it just going to be a lot of smash cuts of them in their bedroom talking about what they can't do? I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
But however, there are people that are rising above the challenges here. In, I believe it was Milwaukee, Wisconsin, a man texted his neighbor and said, come to your garage. They live across the street from each other, way more than 6 feet. And he had what looked like a pretty high-line remote control car, and he delivered his neighbor a beer.
Thank you, neighbor.
He texts me and he's like, I'm going to open my garage, record when I start opening the garage. So do you want a beer, basically? And I was like, okay. It was just a joke and just turned into something big. Glad I could put a smile on everyone's face. It's awesome.
It was great to watch the beer go all the way back and the car come back. I loved it. It was great.
This is what it's all about. This is human connection and people, you know, making lemons, making lemonade out of lemons and really just dealing with these crazy people are going squirrely.
I would love a remote control car right now. That'd be great.
I love a beer right now.
Do funny, crazy stuff. Do funny, crazy crap. That's a good
idea. Mike, all the news is not good. Bob Dylan has released a new song for the first time in like 8 years. It's 17 minutes long. And it's one song is 17 minutes long. It's called Murder Most Foul. It's about the JFK assassination. It sounds a little like this.
The day they blew out the brains of the king, thousands were watching, no one saw a thing. It happened so quickly, so quick by surprise.
So if you want 17 more minutes of that, you can find it on YouTube.
Everyone's eyes.
Exactly.
What a joke. Why even drop that now? It's so depressing.
And also he said,
Kennedy, by the way, you want to watch John F. Kennedy? But like what I did with my son, watch PT-109. Watch this heroic story with Cliff Robertson. Great movie. Great
hell
war movie.
Yeah.
And the movie's not much longer than that song. They're about the same length.
I love his little brain right now. He's talking about John F. Kennedy. It's great.
Oh, that's great. That's great. All right. Let's close with this. I'm not a tremendous Family Guy fan, but occasionally they do something very clever. This weekend, or I think it was on Friday, they released a video, bonus video about, you know, the COVID crisis. And the basis of it is that Stewie and Brian were doing a podcast. And I just thought this was some, I like the writing here.
Okay, so that's about all the time we have. But just a reminder to please familiarize yourself with the proper guidelines by visiting the website for the Centers for Disease Control or the World Health Organization.
Who?
Yes.
No, whose website?
That's correct.
Yeah, who?
Yes.
Okay, I go to the website.
Yes.
Whose website?
That's right.
Who gives the guidelines?
Yes, who gives the guidelines?
That's what I'm asking! God, I hate you right now!
I love it anyway. That's your
classic Abbott and Costello bits and Abbott Costello thing. Absolutely.
That's fantastic. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody. And you know what? If you've never seen it, go to YouTube and watch Who's On First. It holds up. It's a very funny routine.
I've not only seen it, I've performed it. Hello, John
really?
Bernie. How are you?
That's fantastic.
Absolutely. Yeah, we did that one. Tough one to learn, that's for sure.
Oh, the timing. It's tough. Timing's tough.
I don't know. Third base. Anyway, I remember that one. We got to get out of here. We'll see you with a brand new show tomorrow. A little later taping schedule tomorrow because Oscar's wearing a lot of hats, and we will be taping that, so you'll be getting the show a little bit later tomorrow afternoon. Am I right with the schedule?
Correct.
Yeah,
and I will post a reminder on the fan club page tomorrow so you can join us live if you like.
Thank you for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Matty Masiello, and Runner Boy Pony Boy. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I'm not sure you even hit a single note. You know what? It would be a challenge to actually find someone who could sing worse than you.
Have you by any chance lost your kitty?
Okay, let's put an end to this pathetic hoedown.
Pizza, pizza.